In New York City, people tend to move for good reasons. A growing or shrinking family, a shimmy up or down the material ladder, an expiring lease, a new job. And then there are those who just can't take it anymore. Old Mrs. Balefield, a retired publishing and marketing executive in her 70s, had enough when she found out the source of the loud thudding coming from the apartment above hers. She had already complained to the managing agent of her apartment building, but that had gotten no results. One night, the sound was so horrendous, she went up and knocked on the door for the first time. The owner opened the door, and in the background, she saw a 5 or 6-year-old child jumping up and down on a trampoline. The mother of the child said crossly, "I'll do whatever I want," and slammed the door in her face. Even though Mrs. Balefield had lived there less than a year and had to break her contract, she immediately moved out. And then there is another case of the 3 200-pound teenagers wearing cleats and playing football in the apartment overhead at 11 p.m. While many last straw moments can be pinned on children engaging in behavior better suited to a playground or football field, sometimes the complainer's reaction is even worse. An elderly woman became angry when the 5 and 10-year-old boys upstairs bounced balls during the day. One day she went upstairs when the mother wasn't home. She took the ball and hit the kid. "I can't take any more moments" can occur in expensive Park Avenue townhouses, too. A couple bought a $6.5 million duplex in the Upper East Side and found that their flat-screen TV, which had worked fine in the house they moved from, now wasn't working. The next day, a repairman said the TV was working fine. The only possible problem could be a wiretap on the next-door neighbor's lines. They found out that their adjoining neighbor was a suspected high-ranking member of the Mafia. They decided to move that night. Though New Yorkers' breaking points include vermin, smells, view-blocking construction, it is the obnoxious neighbors that top the list. There are many ways to be a bad neighbor in New York.